Dear Mr. Hunt, many thanks for the welcome letter volunteering. So much interesting news of friends at the office. At last turn in the firing line, 6 days and six in the reserve was the most exciting time. It's been a quiet place for 2 months, until 2 days after our occupation, when the British exploded mines under some workings of the Germans near their trenches to prevent them blowing our trench up. Well, that woke them up. Following Saturday, they retaliated by opening with rapid fire in the morning. However, we were ready for them, so we replied quickly, so they bombarded us, which, to say the least of it, was noisy business. That eventually ceased, and rapid firing was quickly in the process again, followed by another shelling, which our guns again put stop to. The whole affair lasted 1 hour and 10 minutes, and although we believe an attack was intended, the Germans didn't leave their trench opposite to us. After putting our trench in order again, we took some time, as the parapet was blown down about 3 yards near me, and a shell burst amongst a lot of us, with beef tins scattering them and their contents in all directions, besides the bottom of the trench being littered with hundreds of empty cartridges. We proceeded with boiling water for tea, also to show the Huns by the smoke that we were still there. Only 100 yards separated our trenches, so it was always a case of bob down. The enemy were good shots, you see, as we found out to our cost when they smashed the top glasses into 2 periscopes within 30 minutes one morning. At present, the diversions is resting, and I and 2 friends have erected a wee bivouac under the apple tree on the farm. It's quite cosy. Oh, fine weather, but last night it was raining hard for several hours. So we had to beat a hasty retreat in an old barn. There's plenty of fruit out here, but the water supply is very bad. See, last Sunday morning, we enjoyed the first hot bath since our arrival here. An old disused brewery had been turned into baths for troops. Also, underclothing is washed and disinfected. And kilts are ironed there, of course. 50 tubs are provided for washing in, and 2 large vats filled with cold water to plunge into afterwards. I must close now and get this letter away, hoping Mr. Taylor, Mr. Woodhams, and yourself are keeping well, and with kind regards to you all. Yours sincerely, Frosty.